Beyond the Coloring Book, encouraging creativity in children. Usually when kids are little, you give them stuff to color, maybe paint with, draw a little bit perhaps, and sometimes they stick with it, sometimes they go off and go other pursuits. But to talk a little bit about why creativity is important for kids and to help us understand a little bit about that is an artist herself, Julie Olson, who is an illustrator who specializes in children's books, joining us this morning. Thanks for sharing some time, Julie. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about your background as far as an illustrator. How long have you been illustrating children's books?
Since about 1998, so does that make it 16 years now?
How does one find an opportunity to do that?
I actually started out, like most kids, just drawing and found that that was what I liked to do. And my parents were great in providing the materials and the space needed to develop that talent a bit more. And, of course, I majored in it in college and went from there.
Most of your illustrations look like they're sort of watercolored based. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I sketch things out, use the computer, and in the process, I'll say. Right. But it is mostly hand-done watercolor.
Right. And I always find it fascinating with children's books especially, sometimes the illustrator and the author never meet. You're just kind of working on separate levels. Is that true for you, or do you have a collaborative effort on some of these?
That is true. However, some of the authors I have met just via conferences and things that we end up at together, but not usually while we're working on the book.
Many times for the books, for children's books, the even though there are, you know, some text, it's the pictures. That's what grabs the kids. That's what makes them look at each page over and over again, because that's, I guess, for a children's book, you try to draw things that have multiple layers, I suppose, so the kids will enjoy it more than once.
You are exactly right. You seem to have a great understanding of it. And having said that, I think that that imagination that goes into creating picture books goes well into what Playtex is trying to promote with this contest that they are putting together that I'm involved with.
Talk about this Playtex Baby Beginnings Imagined. What contest? What is that?
So Playtex has been working for 50 years or more trying to learn what babies and moms need in order to give them the best possible products. And they try to focus on the individual. And we as parents are trying to always focus on our individual kids, which all have their own personalities. And from the very beginning, we're trying to help them develop what they can become as they grow up. So I, as an illustrator, am trying to capture those hopes and dreams of the parents through this program to and parents can win a custom illustration and a story by me of what their little one could become. And to enter, all they have to do is visit imagined.playtexbaby.com. And they just answer a few questions and submit an image, and they have a chance to win a custom illustration. And then those people are entered for a grand prize drawing of $5,000 scholarship.
Oh, wow. That's great. Tell me a little bit about how parents can kind of get their kids active in the arts or in drawing and things of that nature, other than, I guess, the first thing would maybe just provide the supplies.
Right, right. But also they can visit museums as a family. Summertime, you know, we get a little bored sometimes trying to figure out what to do. And a lot of local museums or universities have museums. You can check out those things and see if they have any hands-on workshops or just look at the art. Sometimes I'll have my kids sit down and copy their favorite piece of art on a sketchbook or a piece of paper. And beyond that, even when we're just hiking in the mountains out here, we point out things like the shapes and colors and the natural art that's in the world around us.
Talk about your new book, Discover America from Sea to Shining Sea. How did that come about?
Well, I actually was on one of those outdoor trips. I was riding my bike in the Valley of Fire State Park in Nevada, and the words to the song America the Beautiful just kept coming through my mind because it was so gorgeous. And so I came up with the idea of creating a book set to those words. So this book follows a little red balloon across the country through the eyes of the children of America. And the beyond the book, they can go online and launch their own virtual balloon via email to their friends and then watch it travel across the country. And they just go to discoveramericabook.com to do that.
I looked at this book the other day. It came, and I was just following through it, and obviously America the Beautiful, I'm familiar with that, and each little phrase has a picture that kind of represents that. Then when I got at the end, I realized I traveled across the country. You kind of stuck that up on me. I didn't realize I was making a West Coast to East Coast trip.
Yeah, it's a great summer vacation, a virtual summer vacation.
Now, some of these places that you've drawn, have you been to all these places, or is there part of imagination? How do you kind of come up with that?
I actually have been to most of the places in the book. The one that I would like to next visit is Wrigley Field in Chicago. I've been to Chicago, but I haven't been to Wrigley Field itself. And but every other place in the book I actually have had experience with and visited. I've been to 38 of the 50 states. And I think parents can use this book as an opportunity to show their kids a little bit of America and hopefully view it as displaying good art in their home, and then help their kids create their own futures by going to enter that contest for that $5,000 scholarship and their own art to hang in their home.
Can you give me the website again for that Playtex Baby Beginnings Imagine contest?
Yes, it's imagined.playtexbaby.com.
We've been speaking today with Julie Olson, children's book illustrator. If you want to find out more about your work and what you've done, in fact, I was looking at your site there, and I'm looking at some books, and I think somewhere on a shelf at home I do have a couple of those that you illustrated. So it's
that's great.
Nice to meet you and know that you've shared some time with my family, and your work is artwork has kind of helped people, you know, enjoy the art and also a little bit of the story. Appreciate that. If people want to find out more about you, what's a good place for them to do that?
They can go to JulieOlsonIllustrator.com.
Oh, good. Julie Olson, our guest this morning, and again, the book is Discover America for Sea to Shining Sea, and you can also enter the Playtex Baby Beginnings Imagine contest as well. Thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it this morning.
Thank you.